Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo abaana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Muliyo mutya mu Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
How are you in our Lord Jesus Christ?
Obulamu buli butya?
How is your lives?
Nenda kusaba mbulize ku muganda wo.
I'm going to request to greet of your brethren.
Oyongere okumwaniriza eri omusana gw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
And move to welcome him to the light of the word of God.
Gumulisize okutuuka ku bulamu obutaggwaawo.
To enlighten him to reaching eternal life.
Aleme okwesitala mu kkubo lyaffe.
That will not stumble in our way.
Kubanga Bible egamba temisewo ekisooka suli mukaago nyina omusanvu.
Because Bible says 1 Timothy 6:7.
Etwaleeta kimu kimu ku nsi.
We brought nothing on this world.
So tetulidayo n'ekimu.
And we shall go back with nothing. We have where we came from, where we heading on to get back. As Philippians 3:20 says, that because our home is in heaven, and we await our Savior to come for us. But while in this journey, we need light of the word of God to enlighten us in the way we have to take. Say in the Psalms 119, verse 105, that the word of God is a lamp, a light which enlightens our path to reaching the eternal life. And as
we
move explaining Proverbs 6 and verse
23,
that the command is a lamp and the law is light which enlightens the way of life. Praise
Jesus.
That's why it said in the John chapter 17 and the verse 3, that eternal life is to know the one true God and the Jesus Christ he sent. But out of knowledge cometh life, that he commanded to shine in darkness. Now even on this time, it is going to shine more. That's where we move glorify God the Father. He commanded in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and the verse 6 up to 7, he commanded light shine within darkness, light of knowledge of God's glory before Christ. Even the treasure he put in a vessel of clay, the much power to come from him, glorify even his word Jesus, he who promised us that he's going to be with us to the end. Up to now he is there, as his promise is in the Matthew 28:18-20, and as he promised in John 14, that remain appearing to us. Yes,
he
is with us, as he said in Matthew 18:19-20, that where 2 or 3 gather for his sake, and he is there. We move, give him first place in our midst, he who is unto us, passing through his Holy Spirit, whom he promised in John 14, verse 15,
up to
26. When he came down, Acts chapter 2, verses 1-5,
the
Spirit of truth is with us up to today, to lead us as children of God. We move, give him the first place, and he moved to lead us even today. He
wants
to reveal us scriptures of truth, even to write them in our minds, to write them in our hearts, even in our inner man. As it is 2 Corinthians 3:1-6. Praise Jesus Christ. And we thank for the army of angels, those surrounding us to fight for us, even to move on, get understand scriptures of truth, and to move provide for us as the authority of God is.
Second Peter 1:3,
that the holy power of God gave us all we need in this life, in serving him as today, moving to understand him as today. Praise Jesus much. I am by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman, and a Bible reader, Teacher Jacob. We love you all. In the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the Living God, by the Holy Spirit who has empowered us, together with armies of angels, was moving on to serve with us, to reach unto you this ministration. We base in the ministry of the full knowledge of God, and to move reach unto you part 14, portion F, of God's heavenly government on the earth and its central government, known as God's government in the governments of the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we still wind up with the 8th department of God's heavenly government on the earth. Department of Holy Spirit in His fullness on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we saw in this department there are 7 divisions. It is the fullness of the Holy Spirit, the 7 spirits of God, and the 7 eyes of God, those sent in the all earth. And we've come seeing one by one. When we first saw one of wisdom, we went on that of understanding, we went to counsel, we went to one of might, we went to that of knowledge, we saw that of fear of the Lord. And right now we're still moving on to see the 7th department, the 7th division, division of spirit of the Lord and His responsibilities. When we take off seals from the Holy Scriptures to bring the light of the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures in the Holy Book of God, to see responsibility of Spirit of the Lord. Praise Jesus much. We want to move on where we ended yesterday. Is this our 6th point? Praise Jesus much. And we want to see today that passing through Spirit of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We want to see the Spirit of the Lord and reveals us the secret of the 7 days in creation. The secret revealing fullness of the Holy Spirit, the spirits and the 7 eyes of God, which spread on the depth or the surface of the waters at the creation of heavens and earth with their fullness, basing above the heavens at the beginning and the end, before creation happened.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We want to see even today that the Spirit of the Lord, and
it
reveals the secret of 7 days in creation, and it's the fullness of the Holy Spirit which spread on the surface of the depth of the waters. Out of the created the entire heavens and the earth with their fullness, basing above all the heavens at the beginning and the end, before creation happened.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You know, when we hear, we hear that God moved on to create the entire heavens and the earth, even their fullness. It's the entire hosts of heavens and the earth in the 6 days. On the 7 days, He winded up His works.
Now,
and He rested. The resting which is mystical, or that of the shadow.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because up to today the Lord is still moving on to work. Now when we read Genesis chapter 2, starting from verse 1 to 3,
We
hear like this. Genesis chapter 2 from verse 1.
Thus
the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them.
Verse 2. And
on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
When
you look to Genesis chapter 2,
verses
1,
he says,
thus the entire heavens and the earth, and the entire hosts, they were made, finished.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. God ended his work on the seventh day.
And
he rested on the seventh day. What surprises most, even on the seventh day, God worked, but still rested on that very day. That's why I told you that those days are mystical.
For
not to say that the sixth day he never worked. He worked, but he rested by it. The shadow resting. Just as we shall see. Let's repeat verse 2 we hear.
And
enter verse 3. Genesis chapter 2, verses 2.
Katonda n'amalira ku lunaku olw'omusanvu emirimu gye yakola.
And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. Verse
3.
And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Amen.
He finished his works on the seventh day.
And
he entered into a shadow rest, just as we shall see. Because the 7 days of creation, they are sacred days. And behind them are hidden the seven spirits of God. Why tell you they are hidden the seven spirits of God? For unto the Lord God, there are no days. The first or the second. What you have to know, that the days which are there today, we are moving by. They were put there by the sun and the moon. Even the stars. To count for us days. Now you ask yourself, before he created them, he was counting days on what? Before he created the sun and the moon, he was counting days on what? Because when he speaks as create the sun, the moon, and the stars, in the Genesis chapter 1, verse 14, he speaks like this. Genesis chapter 1, verse 14.
Katonda n'ayogera nti wabewe ebyaka mu bbanga ery'eggulu, byawulenga emisana n'ekiro.
And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. Yes.
And
you look to Genesis 1 verse
14.
God said, let's put the sun and the moon, even the stars, that they can divide for man the times and the seasons, including the day, the month and the year, upon which we count today and move by. But remember, he began to create when there are no days unto him. But he used the word, and it appeared the It appeared the day and the evening, morning and the evening. He called it one day. He had a secret he had hid behind those things. Because to him, day and night, they are the same. Now you first hear in Genesis chapter 1, verse
5,
he uses a word and that it was the morning and the evening. And he said that is the one day. Yet behind his hidden secret, one of those seven spirits of God. Let us read we hear. Genesis chapter 1, verse 5.
Nechizikiza nachiite ekiro. Nebuba akawungeze, nebuba encha.
And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Yes. Right at creation as separated between light and darkness. It named the light. That is the day. Then the darkness, he called it night. And he said, and it was the morning and the evening. And he said, that is the one day. Him is the one who named. But at naming, there are secrets he had hid behind the 7 days. Because unto God, day and night, they are the same. According to Psalms 149, he says like this.
Zaburi esule chikumasitumu muenda, noru njiriri,
Psalms 149 verses 11.
Bwendi ogeranti enzikiza tereme kumbi kako. N'omusana ogunneetoolodde gunaabe ekiro.
If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me.
Onyole 12.
Verse 12.
Newankubadde enzikiza teyeekisa eri ggwe. Naye ekiro kyakanga omusana.
Yeah, the darkness hides not from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. Right here is where I've gotten another secret. That if it is unto God, day and night they are the same. According to Psalms
149,
from verse 11 up to verse 12, you think, what was he calling day and night?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That it was the morning and the evening. And he called it, that is one day. And why do you expect? He may have ended on 7 days. And never entered the east day. Why did he not enter like in 10 days? But secret is only then behind seven spirits of God. Those which had spread on the surface of the depth of water.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Amen.
Much. As you've heard Psalms 149, starting to verse 11 up to 12.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That unto God, day and night, they are the same. They give light just as the day. That you had Genesis 1 verse 5. And it appeared in the morning and the evening. That is one day. Him he said. That 1,000 years to him. They are just like yesterday which passed. Now there is no difference. Even 1,000 years there to him as yesterday which passed. Means there is a secret he had hid behind the 7 days. Because God up to now he is still moving on to work. Even the rest he was speaking of is a shadow rest. Let's read the Psalms 90 we hear.
Zaburi esule yechenda nolu nyiriri orokuna.
Psalms chapter 90 verses 4.
Kubange miyako urukumi momasogo. Jiringo rwajyo rwayita. Eranga chisumuke echechiro.
For 1,000 years in your sight, are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Yes. Because to God 1,000 years, they are like yesterday which passed.
And
it's like the night which is going to come. The minute is there, they can be 1,000 years to him. 1,000 years. It is essentially.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now, if he's told you, Psalms 90, verses 1 and 2, 1,000 years to him, they are like yesterday which passed. It's to say they are like the morning and the evening. That is the day of yesterday which passed. That is spoken of that, and it was morning and evening. And he called it one day. When he tells you, Psalms 90, verses 1 and 2, 1,000 years to him, they are like yesterday which passed. Yesterday which passed, it had the morning and the evening, and it passed like that, it's like 1,000 years unto him. That it tries to mean what? When you look to Genesis chapter 2, verse 4,
it
explains and says that creation of the heavens and the earth, even all the earth, and their fullness, it took generations to create them. Still is hidden the secret of 7 days. That every day on them, it is like 1,000 years. It's like yesterday which passed, which had the morning and the evening. Praise Jesus,
man.
Let us read with here. Genesis chapter 2, verses 4. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Yes. That creation shows unto God it took generations. 7 generations. Why is it like that? Because when you read Genesis chapter 2,
says
these are the generations of the creation of heavens and the earth. Heavens and earth with their fullness. But this is what he began telling us in Genesis 1 verse 5. It was the morning and it was the evening, and he called it one day.
When
he brought connect with Psalms 90 verses 1 and 4, he said 1,000 years before him, they are like yesterday which passed. But yesterday which passed, it had the morning and the evening. Praise Jesus much. It means between the morning and the evening. There was a moment of an entire generation that he has called one day. If you want to prove, Bible says 2 Peter chapter 3, that do not forget this, that unto God, one day is like 1,000 years. Even 1,000 years like one day. You, what do you expect on the other 7 days? We may have spent 7,000 years. Sure.
Generation
7 generations. Because it's the language he uses in the Bible. Let us read with here. Second Peter chapter 3 verses 8.
Naye kino kimu temukera biranga abagalwa ngeri mukama waffe olunaku olumu lulinge emyaka olukumi n'emyaka olukumi giringa olunaku olumu.
But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. Yes. Something you move to understand. What have I brought you to understand? It is like this. That in Genesis 1, verse 5,
it's
what we singled out to use. I say it was the morning and it was the evening. And that is one day. Say between the morning and the evening, that is a day, one day. Just he named it himself.
Yet
he has a secret he had hid behind that day. Up to 7 days. And it was the morning and it was the evening. He calls it one day.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But we have told you, when we entered Psalms 90, verses 1 of 4, he has said that a thousand years they are like yesterday which passed. When he speaks of yesterday which passed, it was made morning and evening. But between morning and evening, what he calls one day, it's like a thousand years. It's what we've entered into in 2 Peter chapter 3. And he said, do not forget this, that unto God one day is like a thousand years. Even a thousand years, it's like one day. What do you think? You think indeed was it a day that he was meaning?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So it was a secret, and the secret to reaching up to today, which had failed us to be revealed indeed. For when you look to Genesis chapter
2,
verses 4, he says creation took generations. You know why it is like that? When we look to the day he created the heaven, we see as if he's created one heaven. And we say that is this day. At the end, he ended when he had created heavens there.
Yes.
He didn't create one heaven. There are secrets you need to be revealed. Let's read in the Genesis chapter 1, verses 6, and you enter to verse 8. On the second day, that we see how he created heaven, yet he said that they created heavens. Let us read we here. Genesis chapter 1, verse 6.
Katonda n'ayogera nti wabewe banga wakati mu mazzi.
And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Verse 7.
Katonda nasa webanga, na yawula amazzi agali wansi webanga, na amazzi agali wagulu mubanga.
And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. Verse
8.
And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. Yes. Because he said the second day, it's when he created heaven.
Yet,
at the end, he said, when he was, he created heavens. The heaven which is not one. Yet within it there is fullness. You expect that do it did it in that one day. That's why I told you all these are secrets. Though we speak of the second day,
we
usually speak of spirit of understanding. It's the one who passed through to form the heavens.
I will
not go into that now.
But
at least I want that you be revealed that secret.
The spirit
of understanding is the second among the seven spirits.
But
even heaven is one who laid it in place. Yes. Now let's read Proverbs.
Proverbs chapter 3,
verses 19.
Mukama yasawe misingi jensi na magezi. Yanyweze guru no kutegira.
The Lord by wisdom has founded the earth. By understanding has established the heavens. Yes.
Moyo wa kutegira wa kubiri.
Spirit of understanding is the second.
According
to the sign of the lampstand.
But he's the one
who hid behind the second day.
Yes, we
praise Jesus much. That is why we tell you. On the second day, if you look,
according
to those in Genesis chapter
1,
verses 6 to
8,
we see as if he created one heaven. But the day he said he created all the heavens, according to Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. Mostly verse 1 he says this. Genesis chapter 2 from verse
1.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. Verse 2. Yes. Now you listen. Genesis 1 verse 6. After he separated, he called the firmament heaven.
Yet,
Genesis 2 verse
1.
Right there is where he was to make other heavens. Even their entire hosts. That is why in the verse 4 he says, it took generations. Seven generations. Because in the midst there he said, every day meant 1,000 years to him. Because 1,000 years make one generation. That's why he speaks verse 4 saying like this. Genesis chapter 2 verses 4.
These are
the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Yes.
You know, it
took generations to create the entire earth, for even planet earth is not one.
What is planet?
There are other planets.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
Even heavens did create one.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
Now that thing,
it needed
us to take a great revelation.
That
we know there is a secret of the 7 days. Those of creation and the resting of God. When he created all the heavens, and all the earth with their fullness. That is a secret you spend many years that you cannot easily just confront. Because it is true. On the depth of the surface of waters, the Spirit has spread on it.
But
most of us never knew that there was a fullness of the Holy Spirit. And behind every day, there was hidden one spirit on the seven spirits of God. Those which were involved in creation. Let us read we hear. Genesis chapter 1, verses
1.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Verse
2. The earth was without form
and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now, when we hear,
the
Holy Spirit has spread on the depth of the surface of the water. We do not understand it that he was in his fullness. The seven spirits of God. And they are one hidden behind the 7 days. Those days, these are shadow days. Because they are made under morning and evening.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Yet behind all the Spirit in His fullness, He was there. According to those spoken of Him. In the Acts chapter 2, verse 3 to 4. Spirit who appears in the tongues of fire. Let us read, we hear.
Ebikolwa by'abatume esula eyokubiri n'olunyiriri olwokusatu.
Acts chapter 2 verses 3.
Nekulabika ku bo ennimi ng'ez'omuliro nga zeeyawuddemu. Buli lulimi ne lutuula ku muntu.
Acts chapter 2 verse 3. And there appeared unto them separated tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. Verse
4.
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Yes. It is said. Upon them came tongues like of fire, and they got filled of the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit. Now this spirit appeared in the tongues of fire. The one who had spread on the depth of the surface of the waters. And they are seven spirits. According to Revelation chapter 4, verse
5.
Revelation chapter 4, verses 5.
Nekuntebe nga kuvako kumyansa na maloboozi n'okubwatuka. Netabazi omusanvu ez'omuliro nga zaaka mu maaso g'entebe gy'emyoyo omusanvu egya Katonda.
And out of the throne proceeded lightning, thunderings and voicings. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Yes. Acts chapter 2, verse 3 to 4, showed you Holy Spirit coming in the tongues of fire. He brings His fullness. But that fullness, Revelation 4, verse 5, showed there appear seven lamps of fire, which burn before the throne of God. And they are the seven spirits of God. Still they are hidden behind the secret. Between darkness and light. They have and they are in the lamps of fire. And it is the sign of the lampstand. Spoken of most. In Numbers chapter 25. Verses 37. And it says like this. Exodus 25 verse 37.
Era olikola ebyetabaaza byakyo omusanvu.
And you shall make its seven lamps, and they shall light its lamps, that they may give light in front of it. Yes. The lamps of the lampstand, seven of them. Those are one which burn in the Revelation 5. Revelation 4 verse 5.
We are to gambit.
Where he told us, even the seven lamps of fire, and they burn before the throne of God, they are the seven spirits of God. But remember that they are one who are sent. As they say, Psalms 104, verse 30, and it says like this, let us read. Psalms 104, verse 30.
Otuma omwoyo gwo ne bitondebwa era ofuula obuggya amaaso g'ettaka.
You send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth.
He,
yes,
atuma moyo gwe,
he sent his spirit, and they are created. And he renews the face of the earth. But when we speak of that,
spirits
which we are set to create, they are seven. Because when you look to Revelation 5 and the verse 6, he said that he saw the Lamb of God. Let us read we
here.
Revelation chapter 5, verse 6.
Ne wakati w'abakadde, omwana gw'endiga ng'ayimiridde ng'afaanana ng'eyattibwa, ng'alina amayembe musanvu n'amaaso musanvu, gy'emyoyo omusanvu egya Katonda, ekitumibwa mu nsi zonna.
And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, although he had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent forth in all the earth. Yes. You know, when you read Psalms 104 over 30, he sent the spirit they are created. But when you compare Psalms 104 over 30, Revelation 5, verses 6, he said that the seven spirits sent in the all earth. Now at creation, the spirit was not general as one to be sent to create. All the seven were there to be sent to create. Something which has been hardening in our way for a very long time to be revealed. As the Spirit of God reveals our secrets in the seventh division of the eighth department of God's heavenly government on the earth,
in
God's final work on this planet earth. Even this is decided to reveal them to us, because he said that nothing which was hidden that will not be revealed. Now for this much light, even this is revealed it, for he had hid it from us.
That
7 days he did his work.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
As the promise is in the Luke 8 verse 16 and 17, right now even this is revealed to us. Luke chapter 8 from verse 16. No man, when he has lightened a lamp, covers it with a vessel, or puts it under a bed, but sets it on a lampstand, that whoever it may see the light. Verse
17.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come to light. Yes. He who promised to reveal all secrets. And remember,
says
them to have been in the secret, just as you've heard.
And
to God, one day is like 1,000 years. Even 1,000 years like one day. The truth, it did not directly mean 7 days. But he had hidden there the seven spirits, those sent in creation. Because he promised them that before the seventh trumpet is sounded, the seventh trumpet, the mystery of God, as the gospel has been in the prophets, it has to be revealed. Let's read the Revelations we see. Revelation chapter
10,
verse
7.
But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound the mystery of God, should be finished, as he has declared to his servants, the prophets. Yes. Now, because we've about to head on to the last trumpet. For we are in the worldwide call. Where God has called us to work with him in his final work on the planet Earth. And that work is the revival.
And
the restoration of all things. It
is
preparing all nations of the world for the coming back of the Lord. Jesus Christ. And the end of the earth. Yes. That's why this too is being revealed. For Revelation 10:7 is saying the angel of the seventh trumpet of the end, before he sounds the trumpet, the mystery of God, as all the gospel is spoke from the prophets of old, it has to be revealed. Praise Jesus much. But one of the secrets we've told you, it's the secret of the 7 days. Praise Jesus much. It's the secret of the 7 days.
Indeed,
they were not just mere 7 days as we speak of them. But they are hiding the secret of the 7 spirits of God. Those sent in the creation. But we've heard the Psalms. 104 verse 40. He said the spirit they are created.
Yet,
the spirit sent in his fullness.
According
to Revelations. Chapter 5 and the verse 6.
They
are the 7 spirits sent in the whole earth.
So
in creation of all heavens and the earth, the 7 spirits of God were present. Where there is spirit of wisdom. Where there is spirit of wisdom. Presenting the first day. Where there is spirit of understanding. Presenting the second day. Where the spirit of counsel. Presented the third day. Where the spirit of might presented the fourth day. Where the spirit of knowledge presented the fifth day. Where the spirit of the Lord, spirit of fear of the Lord, presented the sixth day.
Then okuri omoyo.
Then there is spirit of the Lord. He presented the seventh day. Those are the names of the 7 spirits and the 7 days which have been there all the long. Praise Jesus much. And that is why you say that those names spoke them well, Isaiah 11 verse 2. And it says like this. Isaiah chapter 11 verses 2.
N'omwoyo gwa Mukama gulibeera ku ye. Omwoyo gw'amagezi n'okutegeera. Omwoyo gw'okuteesa n'amaanyi. Omwoyo gw'okumanya n'okutya Mukama.
And the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The spirit of wisdom and understanding. The spirit of counsel and might. The spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Yes. Those are name of the 7 spirits. Where there is spirit of wisdom, representing the first day in creation. Where spirit of understanding presents the second day in creation. The spirit of counsel presented the third day in creating. The spirit of might presented the fourth day in creation. The spirit of knowledge presented the fifth day in creation. The spirit of fear of the Lord was represented by the sixth day at creation.
Then omoyo wa Mukama,
then spirit of the Lord,
representing
represented the seventh day of the creation and the resting of God, that of the shadow. That is why you see, and they say, these days, the sake of the people,
Monday,
they say, it represents wisdom.
Tuesday,
presentation all days, even though all they are not in order, but they are there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Those they do them out in the world. Them
too
do not know who tells them of that thing.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But straight all the seven times, they were there to be set at creation. As we've had Psalms 1 of verse 30, that is said in spirit they are created. Connected it with Revelations 5 and the verse 6. They are seven spirits of God sent in the whole earth. So in being sent to create entire heavens and earth, all the seven spirits were there. That is why in Proverbs they give us some samples. And they show us of the seven spirits how they were there. According to Proverbs chapter 3, 18 and to 20. Proverbs chapter 3, verses
18
to
20. Mukama yasawe misingi jensi n'amagezi. Yanyweze guru n'okutegeera.
The Lord by wisdom has founded the earth, by understanding has established the heavens.
Onyola 20.
Verse 20.
Enyanja yayabika n'okumanya kwe. Eguru nilito nyo musulo.
By knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. Yes.
Yasawo.
He established the foundations of the earth with wisdom. Spirit of wisdom, when you read Genesis 1 verse, chapter 1 verse 2, they show you 1 up to 2. You cannot see the spirit in his fullness there. But most of that, I would have spoken one by one spirit at creation, but time is not enabling us.
So
we agreed to pass this basic in the summary concerning these seven divisions of the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But the truth, if you read in the Proverbs chapter 3, verse 19, he said, God laid the foundations of the earth by wisdom and established the heavens in the sky with understanding, and the sea was burst out with his knowledge. You see that all the spirits, they are there, just as we have finished out. Those are the days we are, and it was morning and evening, and he called it one day, and he moved on evening and morning the second day. Yet behind them all, he had hid there the seven spirits of God, those sit in the creation of heavens and earth, even their fullness. Most of them will be explained, but I want to go to another point which says this, that still spirit of the Lord, he reveals to us the seventh day, known as the Sabbath, the day of the Sabbath, that of the resting which is of the shadow, that of the resting of God which is of the shadow. After he finished to create the entire heavens and the earth, because this resting is of the shadow, because the real rest is about to come when heavens and earth have passed away. Yes. This is the day we can show you
nti ziri ennaku zonna zonna zakisiikiriza.
All the other days they are shadow days.
Ziine mabega kyezikwesa emirimu musanvu gya Katonda.
Behind them is what they hide the seven spirits of God.
Kubanga n'okuwummula kuno olunaku n'olwomusanvu.
For even the resting of the seventh day.
Okuliyita olunaku olwa ssabbiiti.
To call it the day of the Sabbath.
Lwali lwakisiikiriza okw'okuwummula kwa Katonda.
It was of the shadow of the resting of God from all his works of creating heavens and earth. Because God up to now he is still working.
And
the rightful resting will be there when heavens and earth have passed away, when we enter the new heavens and the new earth.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus,
Amen.
Man. When you read in John chapter 5, verse 17, our Lord Jesus, when he came on the world, he spoke like this. And he said like this. John chapter 5, verse 17. But Jesus answered them, my Father works still, and I work. Yes. God never entered the real rest. This is a shadow rest. Because when you look to John 5 verse 17,
he
said, my Father works up to now. Me too, I work. Right from the beginning up to now, I'm still working.
So okuwummula okw'olunaku olw'omusanvu,
the resting of the seventh day,
oluyitiddwa ssabbiiti,
that called the Sabbath,
eri Katonda olunaku lwakisiikirize.
Unto God is the shadow day, the of the original. For God is to rest from all his works together with us, when heavens and earth, which are today, they have passed away, we head on to the new heavens and the new earth.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus,
Amen.
So when we are in Genesis chapter 2,
verses
1 to 3, and he says like this, concerning the seventh day, Genesis chapter 2, verses 1, thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. Verse
2.
And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made.
He
rested on the seventh day. The seventh day is when he winded his works.
And
the day when he rested from all his works he did. Not in those he had planned to do all of them. In those he had made by then. Yes.
In
those he had made, he said, let me rest and hear.
But
the works were moving on, other works. That is what our Lord Jesus was explaining. John 5:17. My Father works up to now.
Nange nkola.
Me too, I work.
Kubanga yawummula mwejo gye yali akoze.
But he rested from those he had made.
Jonna gye yali akoze.
All that he had
made. Sine emirala gye yali agenda okukola.
Not even the others he was going to do.
Kubanga ayinayo n'okutulokola.
Because he has also to save us.
Bumukkirizanga ye mulokozi.
If you believe he's the Savior.
Ogwo mulimu gwa amaanyi nnyo nnyo nnyo.
That is a very powerful work. Even though he blessed the seventh day, but he was blessing his spirit who had done that work. he did bless this usual day. For another celebrates one day to him. You first finish Genesis. Genesis chapter 2, verses 3.
Katonda nawo omukisa olunaku olw'omusanvu n'alutukuza. Kubanga olwo lwe yawummuliramu mumirimu jonna katonda je yatonda je yakola.
And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. Yes.
Yomulamu ejo je yali akoze.
Rested from what he had made.
Nesimweje miraji yali ayinokola.
Not in the rest was supposed to do.
Unaku yalutukuza na ruo.
That he sanctified it, blessed it.
Naye gwe yatukuza ye moyo omutukuvu
kugogera ko. Sanctified is the Holy Spirit we speak of.
Umoyo wa Mukama.
The Spirit of the Lord. All these are the secret things. Because unto him God all days are sacred. Humans, you want who celebrate one day. So all we are the shadows of the originals. Let us read we here. Romans. Romans chapter 14 verse 5.
Omuntu omulala alowooza olunaku olumu okusinga olulala. N'omulala alowooza ennaku zonna okwenkanankana. Buli muntu ategererenga ddala mu magezi ge yekka.
One man esteems one day above another. Another esteems every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind.
Olinyolo mukaga.
Verse 6.
Olowooza olunaku alowooza kubwamu nti. Alowooza olunaku alowooza kubwamu kama waffe. N'oyo alya alya kubwamu kama waffe. Kubanga yebaza Katonda. N'oyo atalya talya kubwamu kama waffe. Era yebaza Katonda.
He that regardeth the day regards it unto the Lord. And he that regardeth not the day to the Lord, he does not regard it. He that eats, eats to the Lord, for he gives God thanks. And he that eats not to the Lord, he eats not and gives God thanks. Yes.
Issues
of the day, they are like that. No day is better than the other. Because all the seven spirits, they are needed. Those represented by the 7 days.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But these are separate things which have been there for a long time. And many are Jew concerning the Sabbath. But they don't know the seventh day. When God selected the Sabbath, let it be the day of rest. That too, they don't know behind there is a spirit of liberty. He who giveth rest. Because in the book of Exodus, he spoke saying this in the chapter 20. Starting from verse 9. And he said like this. Exodus chapter 20 from verse
9.
6 days shall you labor and do all your work. Verse
10.
But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord, your God. In it, you shall not do any work, you, nor your son, nor your daughter, your manservant, nor your maidservant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger that is within your gates. Verse 11.
Enyanja n'ebintu byonna ebirimu n'awumulira ku lunaku olw'omusanvu Mukama kye yava aluwa omukisa olunaku olwa ssabbiiti n'alutukuza.
For in 6 days the Lord made heavens and the earth and the sea and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Yes. It's the seventh day. That is one known as the Sabbath. Meaning that of the resting of the shadow. Because real resting was being awaited for.
And they
didn't
know
that the seventh day represented the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, in whom is liberty and all resting. For in the Psalms 51, he said, restore joy of salvation. Sustain me with the spirit of liberty. He alone can give us liberty and rest. All they had been set in order.
For
things of days, they are going to pass away.
And
you are brethren, the seventh day Adventist, who does not understand this. You do not know what they mean. That is why you argue with the Lord of the Sabbath. He who told you his father still works, he too is working. And he tries to reveal you that was the shadow of the original. For even resting on the seventh day, all represent the resting which is in the Spirit of the Lord. According to Psalms 51 verse 12, he says like this. Psalms 51 verses
12.
Restore unto me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with your free spirit. Yes.
He
said, God, restore the joy of your salvation. For when he was coming, calling us in salvation, he called all who are wearing and burdened. They will see the rest of their spirits. Because they had not rested their spirits. But that, how can they do it? Psalms 51 verse 12 is what he has said. That Lord restore me joy of salvation.
Sustain
me with the spirit of liberty. He will give me rest. That answers 2 Corinthians chapter 3 in the verse 17.
Say,
our Lord is that spirit. Where the spirit of the Lord is,
there
is liberty. There is rest.
Abakorinse chokubiri esule yokusatu noru nyiriri ole 17.
2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 17.
Naye mukama waffe gwe moyo.
Now, the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Yes. That's why I've told you. The seventh day, the day of the Sabbath, it's the day of rest. It was a shadow day of the originals. And behind is hidden the Spirit who can give us rest. And who can rest our spirits? Passing through our Lord Jesus. Because our Lord is the Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is where the rest is. Go call you in the Matthew 11. Come all who are wearing burdened. You will see the rest of your spirit. And we were rather resting bodies. Yet spirits had never been rested.
That's
why the seventh day has been of the shadow. You read for us, we see. Matthew chapter 11, verse
28.
Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Verse
29.
Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. Yes. Then we see the rest of our spirits. Now the seventh day remained the seventh day of resting their bodies. Because it's of the shadow, it's no more working. But when we come to our Lord Jesus, He gives us the Spirit, He leads us. The Spirit Himself with our spirit.
And
raises us, crying us one thing, Abba Father. That is the day hidden behind. But it represents the Spirit of the Lord. The seventh Spirit. That is Romans chapter 8. 14 to 16, that is what it says.
That
when we enter the real rest of our spirit, we are rested by the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of liberty, the seventh spirit of the seventh day, the day of the Sabbath. Read Romans
to
finish this issue. Romans chapter 8, verse
14.
For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, by which we cry, Abba Father.
We're not in bondage,
servants, and we work toil laboring. The Spirit who makes us children and we rest. And He joins with our spirits and He gives them rest. Friends, these things were not understood in years back. Let's read the verse 16. Romans chapter
8,
verse
16.
The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Yes. Come join with our spirits, give them rest.
When
you say you have your Father is in heaven. If you pray you have any need, you pray the Father is in heaven. Do not toil again. You just see for His kingdom and righteousness, and the rest will add them to you. Because the Gentiles toil to seek for such things. You first seek His kingdom and righteousness,
and
the rest will add them to you. Do not toil and labor again for them. Praise Jesus
Christ.
But praise the laws of the Sabbath. They are those of the Spirit which were of the shadow then, that they take us to reach us to Jesus. In the Romans it says that the laws are of the Spirit. It's not that. We hear Romans. Romans chapter 7, verse
14.
For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold unto sin. Yes. You said the laws, they are spiritual. Now, Spirit of the Lord, the seventh spirit, represents the seventh day, the day of the Sabbath, that of rest. Friend, he said already the laws, they are spiritual.
But
even the laws themselves of the Sabbath, them too were a shadow. They were just taking us, if they lead us to Jesus, and He gives us the real rest. He was just a schoolmaster. According to Galatians 3:24 up to 25, he speaks saying like this. Galatians chapter 3, verse 24.
Bwe kiti amateeka yali musomesa waffe eri Kristo.
Therefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. Verse 25. But after faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. The law of Sabbath, we no more reign over it. Because it was there as a schoolmaster to take lead us to Christ. Because Christ is God the Word, whom we know as the Son,
yes,
Christ Jesus. He is one of those who works to create heavens and earth. As we heard in the parts we finished. And he appeared Lord of the Sabbath, that of the shadow. Even the Sabbath of our spirits. That's why him on the Sabbath he worked, he told them that was phased out. That has been the shadows of the originals.
In Matthew 12:7-8,
he says like this. Matthew 12:7.
So si sadaka, temwandi nenyeza, abataziza musango.
But if you had known what this mean, I will have mercy and not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the guiltless. Verse
8.
For the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath day. Yes. He said, I am the Lord to it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So yabaraganti sabbiti eyo.
So he showed them that that Sabbath.
Yali yakisikirizira yagena maso n'okugikolerako.
It was of the Sabbath and they moved to work on it.
So wala wele nyonyolo mutume Paulo mukwolesebwa.
That's why he explained Apostle Paul in the vision.
Yamugamba nti ebintu ebyo ebintu bibadde byakisikiriza ekyebyaddala.
He told him both things have been shadows of the originals.
Yes, yabaziwe.
Praise Jesus much.
That is remember Colossians sura yokubiri.
Let's read Colossians chapter 2.
Verse 16-17.
Colossians chapter 2, verse 16.
Kale omuntu yenna tabanyaganga mu byokulya oba mu byokunywa, oba olw'embaga, oba olw'omwezi oguboneka, oba olwa sabbiiti.
Let no man therefore judge you in food or in drink or in respect of a holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days. Verse
17.
Which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ.
You know,
Sabbath was of the shadow.
Because
right from the seventh day,
it's
a shadow representing the seventh spirit, the spirit of the Lord. Even the Sabbath and to rest. It's a shadow to be rested of the spirit of liberty.
It
joined with our spirit. And it gets us from bondage. Of toilings. Those the Adventists never understood them. And even dejected the Lord of the Sabbath. Because they never knew they were in the shadow. You know, the Father had complained about them long back. In Prophet Isaiah, he said, "Yon new born feasts and the Sabbath is, I'm tired of them. It is all toilings my way."
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 13 to 14. Isaiah chapter 1 from verse 14.
Temuleetanga nate bitone ebitaliimu. Obubale bwa muzizo gyendi. Emyezi egibonese ne sabbiiti. Okuyita amakuŋŋaaniro. Sisobola butali butuukirivu. Na kukuŋŋaana kwa madiini.
Bring no more vain offerings. Incense is an abomination unto me. The new moons and Sabbaths, the calling of assemblies, I cannot endure it. It's iniquity, even the Solomon meeting. Verse
14.
Your new moons and your appointed feasts, my soul hates. They are a trouble unto me. I am weary of being bearing them. Yes.
God
tired of them, those of the shadow, it pissed them out.
sabbiti zonna.
All the Sabbaths. Because it was the shadow, the seventh day, that of the rest. It was the shadow of the originals. The real rest we find in the Spirit of the Lord. The seventh Spirit. On the seven spirits of God. Those things never understood before. But Hebrews 10 verse 1 is moves on. Tell us those were shadows of things to come. Let us read we hear. Hebrews chapter 10 verses 1.
Kubanga amateeka bwe gali n'ekisikirize ekyebyo ekyebirungi ebyali bigenda okujja. So si kifaananyi kyennyini ekyebigambo n'essaddaaka ezitajjulukuka ze baawaayo obutayosa buli mwaka buli mwaka. Tebaayinza ennaku zonna okutuukirira.
For the law having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year, continually make the ones approaching perfect. Yes. They could not be perfected. Shadows of the originals which were coming. And that's why the Spirit came officially in the Acts to give us the rest. I would have spoken much on both issues, but the originals and the seventh day of the rest of God that they call the Sabbath, it too was the shadow of the seventh Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord, in whom he holds the real rest. And that's why he was put to be a day which never ends. And that never ends. Every day it's awaiting us. We enter, we rest. For him is the Spirit who is not going to end. Even when it was being said, he said, he will be with us forever. That's why it's called the day which never ends. And he said in the Hebrews chapter 4, verses 4 to 11, because they never entered in the rest of the shadow, he set another day. It is called today. It's not the seventh day. It's there a day today. Is the Spirit who never ends. Those who believe the voice of the Lord and they get saved and intercede rest of their spirits. This time we rest spirits. The bodies automatically have to rest. Let us read we hear. Hebrews chapter 4 and the verse 4.
Kubanga waliwo bwayogerera ku lunaku olw'omusanvu bw'ati nti Katonda n'awumulira ku lunaku olw'omusanvu mu mirimu gye gyonna.
For he spoke in a certain place of the seventh day in this way, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works.
Olunyolokutaano.
Verse 5.
Era nate ne mu kino nti tebaliyingira mu kiwummulo kyange.
And in this place again, they shall not enter into my rest.
Olunyolomukaaga.
Verse 6.
Kale kubanga kisigaddeyo abalala okuyingiramu, n'abo abaasooka okubuulirwa enjiri ne batayingira olw'obutagonda.
Seeing therefore it remains that some must enter into it, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief.
Verse 7.
Again he limits a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Yes.
Now
when he spent many years from creation of heavens and earth,
it's
put for them the seventh day, the Sabbath day, the shadow of resting their bodies. Still they never rested. Because spirits never rested. And he said they never entered. Let me put a day which never ends. It's called today. When you hear his voice, calling all those weary and burdened, and you come, and you see the rest of your spirit. In the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord, the seventh Spirit, and the one who wended up the creation. You finish there. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 8. For if Joshua had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? Verse 9. Therefore remains a rest to the people of God. Verse 10. For he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Yes. He who rests in this rest, he no more does what he wants.
It's
in the Isaiah 58, verse 14. And he does not do what he wants. It's what he speaks of now. Right now you're being led by Spirit of God. The real Sabbath is to be led by Spirit of God, the seventh Spirit. More than of that, they will be explained always, because we cannot finish them today. Because even Lord of the Sabbath, called Jesus, he is the rock which the builders rejected. But in the Sabbath of the shadow, you stood on the door of your house and you cast that stone far, and it limits the boundary you will walk by. It limited your Sabbath. Still, he was the Lord of the Sabbath from the shadows, being represented by the stone they cast off. But when he came,
did
you know that he was represented by that stone where the Sabbath was to end? Secrets like those, they are to be explained more. Praise Jesus much. But maybe as he went out, we want to see the Spirit of the Lord and reveals God to be his Father of the depth of the water, through spirit of fear of the Lord, in the empty space, in the empty space which was above all the heavens, to be able to create within it heavens and the earth.
So Big Bang theory,
and not theories like the Big Bang theory and evolution of the scientists. No. The Spirit of the Lord
He
reveals to us the way God is the Father of depth of the waters, through spirit of fear of the Lord that he put in the empty space which was above the heavens, to be able to create in it heavens and earth in their fullness.
So, see, theories of the science,
and not theories of the scientists,
Big Bang theory,
as Big Bang theory, to meaning there was an empty space.
And evolution.
That there were elements which exploded, that out of them came heavens and earth. Praise Jesus much.
So
those are of the foolishness of the scientists. Because when you ask them, that empty space that they have put in Big Bang theory, that empty space, who created it there?
era evolution
and evolution
okugamba nti wajjawo element
to say there will be elements
ezagenda zikula
and which moved on explode
nezifuna okubwatuka okunene
and they got a great explosion
element says ani azitondawo
those elements who created them
era amanya gazi bwatu
and the power which exploded them
okutona mu universe
to create within the universe
yes ye guru ne munyenye ne sizona
it is the heavens the stars and the entire earth
amanya gugava
that power came from where
mulekera otumanyira
you stopped from realizing us
manya abantu amba manyira okutubuza
people are used to perverting us
batika wawe bigambe bitali ko ntandikwa
they put the words which have not a beginning
musanzu kigambe
in science it is said
buli kintu kino kuba ko proof
that everything has to have a proof
but proofing
let them prove for us
eche kibangirizi kyavawa
empty space came from where
element
the elements
ezakula nezibwatuka
which grew and they exploded
mweche kitwa evolution
in that called evolution
zuzavawa erana manyi gavawa
came from where and the power came from where
kwetwaze tubaraga obuyinza bwo kutonda jebwapa
come show them authority of creation where it came from
usuka waguru wegu
you are above the heavens
at size lutukuraga
now this time we show you
katonda
God
bwali kitawe uwo buzibo bwa amazi
how he is the father of the depth of the waters
ukuita moyo wokuti amakara
through the spirit of fear of the Lord
uyayiwa mukibangirizi
where he poured in the empty space
echali waguru wegu
which was above all the heavens
nali ukatonda mu egulyona
and then created in all the heavens
nesizo nano obujuvu bwa
all the earth with their fullness
bayogera mu yobu agamba
when he speaks in Job he says
yobu isuli abi mu mukaga
Job chapter 26
ngiro musanvu
verse 7
ba 13
up to 14
ayogera bwati kukibangirize
he speaks this of that empty space
Yobu esule ya biri mu mukaga n'olunyiriri olwo musanvu.
Job chapter 26 verse 7.
Abambo obukiko bwakono mubange jerere. Era wanikensi awatali kintu.
He stretches out the north over the empty place and hangs the earth upon nothing.
He
yes.
Omanyi weyatunda mukibangirizi.
You know when he created in the empty space.
Omanyi bagangu big bang theory.
You know they say big bang theory.
Wali wawe kibangirizi.
That there was an empty space there.
Naye kuruno tukubulira ni atonda we kibangirizi.
Then we tell you who created there that empty space.
Mwiyasubura okuteeka obuziba bwa amazi.
Where he was able to put there the depth of the waters.
Soko zirie mu runyiriro.
You first repeat that verse.
Eranga akugambye mu mambuka.
And he told you in the north.
Waguru we guru.
Above the heavens.
Zirira mu runyiriro. Yobu.
Yobu esule ya biri mu mukaga n'olunyiriri olwo musanvu.
Job chapter 26 verse 7.
Abambo obukiko bwakono mubange jerere. Era wanikensi awatali kintu.
He stretches out to the north over the empty place and hangs the earth upon nothing.
He Omanyi ensere no wansi wansi.
You know the earth is beneath.
Nayate eritwina ya mambuka bo yambuka.
Yet up there we have the north when you ascend up.
Ado kuvene sijeri.
That right from where the earth is.
No kutuka wagurwe gulio na.
To reaching above all the heavens.
Yaitwa nga empty space ili wagu wakati.
Was called the empty space which was in the midst there.
Kibayizo kuita big bang.
That
big bang.
They can call the big bang.
Yes, yebazi bo.
Praise Jesus much.
Naye ari waguru wabyonna
but the one above all
yatonda we bange
ili is the one who created that empty space
usira kubefesa sule yokona
according to Ephesians 4 and the first 6
nagamba bwati
and he say like this
abefesa sule yokona n'olunyiriri olwomukaga
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 6
katonda omu kitawe wabonna ari waguru wabyonna ayita mu byonna era ali mugwe
one god and father of all who is above all and through all and in you all
he
yes
yes is there who guruwe guru
best above all the heavens
natonda ogubangirizo
created that empty space
awali lero the heavens zonana nsino obujjo
they were the occupies all the heavens and the earth with their fullness
ni yasoka nazarawo emiga
but he first birthed rivers there
emige jamazamaram
rivers of living waters
mukibangirizi kyonna kye yasooka
okutondawo. The entire empty space he had created.
Era ky'ovaolaba kigambibwa.
And that is why it is said.
Mu Yobu esuula ya 38.
In the Job chapter 38.
Mu Yobu 38 paka 31.
Verse 28 to 31.
Ng'ayogera ku kitaawe w'enkuba.
And he speaks of the puzzle of the rivers.
Yobu esuula ya 38 n'olunyiriri olwa 28.
Job chapter 38 verse 28.
Enkuba ina kitaawe waayo. Obani yezala matondo agomusulo.
Has the rain a father, or who has begotten the drops of dew? Yes.
Omani yobwa satu munana.
You know Job chapter 38.
Abiri munana agambi.
28 years say.
Yani chitaye wachi.
Who is the
Enkuba ina chitaye wayo?
Has the rain a father?
Yes. Yebefeso nyamukaga.
That is a pian
sport. Katondo muchitaye wawo na.
One God the father of all.
Ari waguru wa byonna.
He is above all.
Aita mbyonna.
He passed through all.
Nyongera yo muyobu tulabe.
Let's move on in Job we see.
Yobu isuria satu mumu nana nolunyiriri olwabiri mumu nana.
Job chapter 38 verse 28.
Enkuba ina kitawe wayo obani yezala matonda agomusulo.
Has the rain a father, or who has begotten the drops of dew?
Onyora bili mu mwenda.
Verse 29.
Mulubuto lwani omwava amazza makwafu. N'omusulo omukwafu omweru ogw'omuggulu. Ani yaguzala?
Out of whose womb came the ice and the frost from heaven? Who has given it birth?
Yava mwari obuziba bw'amazzi.
The frost of ice.
Baba katunda muntebe ya katunda chitofu.
It came from the throne of God the Father.
Iyo mwana gwendi.
Even of the Lamb of God.
Kubikulirwa.
Revelations.
Abiri mwemo onyorisoka.
21 verse 1.
Okubikulirwa sura ya 2 n'olunyiriri olusoka.
Revelations chapter 22 verse 1.
Nandago omugogo amazza agobulamu ogumasamasange ndabirwamu. Ngakuva muntebe ya katunda niyo mwana gwendiga.
And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Yes.
Okuveri wakuru weguru
lyona. Right from above all the heavens.
Katonda muyafubutuka omugo gwamazza maramu.
Where God released out a river of living waters.
Ye katonda chitafu.
That is God the Father.
Ne katonda omwana.
Even God the Son.
Mutumanyinga chigambo.
Whom we know as the Word.
Yesu Kristo.
Jesus Christ.
Ne bajuzo obuziba bwamazzi.
And they filled the depth of water.
Okuita moyo okutya makama.
Passing through spirit of fear of the Lord.
Usinda kwe byatuga mungere sura ya 14.
According those is say Proverbs 14.
No nyoromu sawa.
Verse 7.
Gagamba bwati
saying like this.
Ngere sura ya 14 no lunyiriri olomusanvu.
Proverbs chapter 14 verse 7.
Ti. Yingira mumaso go musiru siru. Tolabe kuye mimaja kumanya.
14:2 musanvu.
Ngere sura ye 14 n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu musanvu.
Proverbs chapter 14 verse 27.
Okutemu kama nsule ya bulamu okuva mu byambika ebyokufa.
The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, to turn one away from the snares of death. Yes.
Emikije jamaza maramu.
Those rivers of living waters.
Eja kulobuziba bwamazza agali mu ruberebere.
Made the depth of the waters that in Genesis.
Oruberebere sule sokonyoro okubi.
Genesis 1 verse 2.
Bwaita moyo okutya mukama.
It passed through spirit of fear of the Lord.
Naateka mukibangirize ekyo.
And he put that in that empty space.
Yatonda waguru weguru
yana. He created above all the heavens.
Olwalero ekitekeddwa mu heavens izo nane ensi.
Where they have put in it the entire heavens and the earth.
Kuvulanga muruberebere sule sokonyoro okubi ayogera bwa.
That's why Genesis 1 verse 2 it says like this.
Oruberebere sule soka n'olunyiriri olwokubiri.
Genesis chapter 1 verse 2.
Ensi yali njerere nga yitabudde tabudde. N'ekizikiza kyali kunguru kubuziba. Omwoyo gwa Katonda ne gutambula kunguru kumazzi.
And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Yes.
Obuziba bw'amazzi.
The depth of the waters.
Wotusoma mu ruberebere sura esoko
n'olwokubiri. That Genesis 1 verse 2.
It
came from God the Father,
even
God the Word,
whom we
know as the Son, Jesus Christ, passing through the spirit of fear of the Lord. And it came in the empty space that we find above the heavens. For there remained an empty space there. But all the empty space, it's where there is the entire heavens and all the earth. Praise Jesus much. But God the Father himself, together with his words, our Lord Jesus Christ, out of them came the depth of the waters. That is why always we are told, Revelation 21:6, we shall be taken unto the fountains out of which came that water, the fountains of living waters, right at the throne of the Father. Let us read, we hear. Revelation 21:6.
Nangamba nti bituukiridde. Nze ndi Alpha ne Omega, okusooka n'enkomerero. Ndi muwabu wa alina ennyonta okunywa mu luzzi olw'amazzi ag'obulamu bowa.
And he said unto me, it is done. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that thirsty of the fountain of the water of life freely. Yes. It is there which springs from the Father, passing through spirit of fear of the Lord. Out of it passed to bath the depth of the waters. And he put it in the empty space.
Today,
where there are all the heavens and the earth. When you pass through to reach above the heavens, the heavens and the earth which are today, they did not consume that empty space. That empty space is still there between all the heavens and the beginning and the end. That empty space, you find it there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That empty space, they did consume, finish it. But God, the Word told us, basing in Proverbs chapter
8,
in the mouth of the king David, he
said
in Proverbs chapter 8:27, saying like this, Proverbs 8:27. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle upon the face of the deep. Yes. You know, all the water he moved to encircle it. And he made out of it a circular heaven. He made heavens circular in the water. When you reach above all the heavens,
there
is that empty space which remains between all the heavens and to reaching above the heavens at the beginning and the end, where we find new heavens and the new earth. Let's finish verse 28. Proverbs 8:28. When he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep. Verse 29. When he gave the sea his decree that the waters should not pass his command, when he appointed the foundations of the earth.
Yes,
praise Amen. Jesus much.
So
all those, they break away what we call Big Bang theory. That when they said the creation of the universe, It's to say the sky, the sun, the star, and the moon. Even the planets, including the planet Earth, that there was an empty space there, that they do not know who created it. That within that empty space, and there came within it chemicals, which moved on turn as different elements, and they moved on grow bigger. That after they exploded to come out those universe. They do not have proof for that.
But proofing ani atonda we chibangi.
Let them prove to us who created that empty space. Those chemicals out of elements which exploded. Who put them there? We have told them. And we've told them of the beginning of the waters. But remember, in that time they say water was mixed up. What was mixed within the water? We are going again to see.
Amani.
The power. We are going to see. That passing through Spirit of the Lord. We see the power of. We see the precious powers. And they are in the seven color of rainbow. From the seven spirits and the seven eyes of God, mixed up within the depth of the water, to creating the precious heavens, even the precious earth, even their fullness, but not the Big Bang theory, even evolution. Where they tell us that there were elements there. But we are going to be seeing the precious powers in the seven colors of rainbow. From the seven spirits and the seven eyes of God, which were mixed up in the depth of the waters, to be able to create the precious heavens and the precious earth with their fullness, and not the Big Bang theory and evolution. You to be there and you say this, that if the earth came from water, when you look to this usual water, you think precious stones would have come from where? In this earth. You too would have asked it. The earth which is beautiful to this extent, when you look to planets, planet Earth, you see the colors it holds.
It
all shines good with different precious stones. You too don't ask and you say, if it was just mere water and it is not mixed in, then these precious stones you get in from where? But what we forget is one, that the earth was mixed in the time the water was mixed up. Yes. Genesis 1 verse 2. Let us read we here. Genesis 1 verse
2. Nekizikiza kyali kungulu ku buziba. Omwoyo gwa Katonda ne gutambula kungulu ku mazzi.
And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. You know when they say something is void? It's mixed up. It was just water mixed up. Mixed with powers. Precious powers. In the form of color of rainbow. Seven colors of rainbow. That's why we see the precious heaven.
And
all the precious earth is all their treasures in them. Out of water, how come the things came from there? Yet the Holy Spirit from him came powers, which were mixed up. And they said the earth was empty and void. And they mixed it up there. And the Holy spread on the depth of the surface of water. You know, when you get water and you pour a color within it, many times color enter inside and the water remains on the top. Now the mixing which was there, most we cannot look into it because we just hear that the earth was made from water, according to 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 5.
2
Peter chapter 3 verse 5.
Kubanga birabira kino nga balaba ngedda waliwe eggulu n'ensi eyava mu mazzi.
For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. Yes.
So
the entire heaven, its fullness,
is
when the earth and their fullness, they were made from the water. If you look to heaven and its value,
there
are many precious stones. In them are much powers. Even if you just come in the planet Earth, and you wonder that the earth has a place of stones of sapphire,
technology,
where they get technology, that of light and the others. But we do not ask, if it was just water, now these stones came from where? Where he speaks of them in Job chapter 28, verses 1, saying like this.
Job 28
verses
1.
Surely there is a vein for the silver and a place for gold where they refine it. Verse
2.
Iron is taken out of the earth, and the copper is melted out of the ore. Verse 3.
Abantu babi bibira ekizikiza. Neba kenenya okutoka kunsalo enkomere enkomererayo.
Man sets an end to darkness and searches out all recess for ore in darkness and the shadow of death. Yes. But these stones came from where? For in the verse 5 up to 7, it says like this. Job chapter 28, verse 5. As for the earth, out of it comes bread, but under it is stand up as it were fire. Verse
6.
The stones of it are place of sapphires, and it has dust of gold. Verse
7.
There is a path which no fowl knows, and which the falcon's eye has not seen.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The question is, you expect those stones came from where? For in the entire heavens we say there are like 12 type of stones, major types.
But
just as we hear the entire heavens and earth with their fullness, they came from water. Indeed, what was mixed in this water, we shall get explained of it when we see the precious powers in the form of the seven colors of rainbow. When they are mixed in the depth of the waters, to be able to create different precious stones in the creation of heavens and earth. May God bless you. We shall start from there. Thank you for coming, for listening, believing, putting in action, even to prepare, take it, reach for corners of the earth.
Amen.
Amen.